up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
So full.
Full you should be, because I brought out the iron again and we went back to the kitchen and the Iron Chef's return, this time tackled bacon and eggs.
What a segment we're doing on the show. I think I'm happy because I get to eat. How did she go? You'll hear everything today. We did have a few other things in the show though.
We did. Unfortunately, this is our last show.
Yeah, it's sad.
We should be sadder, but I guess we realise that our replacement is, dare I say, better.
Yeah, and everyone has to be replaced at some point, including
exactly.
You and I. So we do announce our last ever show. Who's replacing us as well? You get to meet them this morning as well.
Yeah, you get to hear them too. They sound interesting.
On our last ever podcast, we also have a few other things. My reputation, good to go out with a bang. Being nude. It's starting to come back to haunt me a little bit. I don't really love the reputation, but it's following me around. I'll tell you why soon.
And we also asked what happened to you during your treatment after I was getting a massage and I put the towel around my neck instead of my body. And we got some amazing calls.
We did. Both all the calls that called through were amazing. Plus, producer Brooke, she's getting an upgrade this weekend in the most unbelievable way. So we got her on to tell that story as well. We had a big show. There's so much more in there.
Well, it's our last show. We had to do something.
We had to go out with a bang. It's been fun, Goulburn Valley. Thank you so much for your support and everyone else that listens
really
to this podcast around the world.
We will be, I won't say back, but we'll... You'll hear from us again somewhere.
Yeah, let's play our last ever break first. How does that sound?
Yeah, okay.
All right, you'll hear it next. Here we go.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This is big. So I read an article this morning and as soon as I read it, I thought, we're next. We've got to be next. So the article I've read has been released from Microsoft, one of the biggest companies in the world. And this is it. Microsoft is set to replace dozens of contract journalists on its MSN website and use automated systems to select news stories, US and UK media at this stage. They're looking at expanding that to other countries later.
What did we do to them?
So what they've come out and said is that they're a massive tech giant, and like all companies, we evaluate our business on a regular basis. This can result in increased investment in some places and, from time to time, redeployment in others. These decisions are not the result of the current pandemic. This is just the future. So the curating of stories from news organisations, which happens on their MSN site, is now going to be done by computers. At the moment, it is journalists who are putting that together, but they're saying that computers can do that.
But surely they need journos out there to report the stories, or so they can just self-generate an essay or a story or a news article.
Artificial intelligence will perform these tasks.
What about radio, though?
Well, this is what I was thinking about. Microsoft is the biggest company in the world. Well, not the biggest, one of the biggest. We work for Southern Cross Austereo, big company here in Australia.
We're the biggest media organisation.
In Australia, not worldwide.
True.
So, I mean, if Microsoft can cut staff, so can we.
What if they bought us? But the thing is, as journos, it's a stretch calling you and I a journo.
Yeah, we're definitely not up there.
I mean, I got a diploma in journalism.
See, you've got something. I read the news when I was back working in radio in Port Augusta. So I don't know if that makes me a journalist.
You've been a journalist. That'll do.
Not qualified, but did it. But I'm thinking if they can replace journalists, they can definitely replace two people that just talk in the morning.
You reckon people listening right now would think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I don't know. And I've actually put together what this would sound like. So if we were no longer here and we were replaced by robots, this is the show, guys.
Good morning, Goulburn Valley. It's Josiah and Herbie here.
Hey, Josiah, I think you're really, really funny. Tell us all a joke.
What's brown and sticky? A stick.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Do you know what? Even if they don't replace us, that's easier. Let's just get them to do our job.
At least they're funnier than us.
Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
13, 12, 16, though, we want to know what happened to you on the beauty treatment table after yesterday I shared a story that happened to me when I was getting a massage. You're supposed to wrap the towel around your chest so it goes under your arms. I don't know why I didn't do that. I wrapped it around my neck.
You got issues.
I do. And for those who missed it, the towel wasn't just your general size towel. It was like a tiny bath mat that was just hanging around my neck. I've already been told to take my bra off, and so I just had my undies on.
So this is for my visual brain, right? So the guy said to you, Herbie, you know, here's the towel, go do what you do. Mm. He's walked back in. You're nude with a towel around your neck? Like, everything on show. Like, that is unbelievable. Didn't part of you think? He would have thought you were soliciting for something.
I've never had more of a brain blank in my life. I don't know what came over me. I don't even know why I would do that in the first place. Why wouldn't you put it around your chest? Why? I don't know, but it happened. Oh. And then it made for the most awkward massage because my head was in that little hole and I just was like, this is so bad. Like,
your
I can't. He's like, can you please be relaxed? I was like, no, I can't because I've just honestly done the most embarrassing thing of my whole entire life.
It's the best. We do want to talk about what happened to you during your treatment because I feel like everyone's got a story. Recently, or I shouldn't say recently, it was about 5 years ago, a mate of mine, Daniel, and I went for a, we were like, let's go get a massage. Why not? So we went down to one of those parlors and Daniel's a bit older and bald. I was young at the time, probably 22, with my man bun. We walked in together and we just, yep, two massages, please. And the lady goes, yes, no worries, this way. And then we walk into the room and she puts us in the couple table together. She thought Daniel and I were a couple. And we didn't tell him we weren't, so we just laid on this bed next to each other.
Did you hold hands?
The whole time, yeah.
Exactly, and beautiful. More.
And she, we got a little couples massage like we're in Fiji together on our honeymoon.
That sounds a lot better than my massage I got.
13, 12, 16, get involved right now. Do you have a story like Herbie's? Did something go wrong? Did you have an awkward, embarrassing moment where something happened to you in the treatment room? We've got Cass and Gagari. What happened to you?
Having a massage and the chick put her 2-minute noodles that she'd had in a bowl under the tail, you know, like right under
No way.
My face.
Where you, the little hole, you could see it?
Yeah. So, you know, when the steam comes up and I had 2-minute noodles like coming over my face, I'm like, is she for real?
Was she eating it while massaging? Because there's nothing worse.
Yeah, I think she might have just like been called in to do a massage and just whacked her lunch underneath my face.
Well, maybe she was going for the massage facial approach and you're getting could a steam facial steam. While you're getting a massage.
Chicken steam. I like it.
We have had a message come through at our Instagram, HitGV. Jess has said, I was in one of the rooms getting a full body massage and my boyfriend was just on a chair getting a shoulder massage and one of the ladies was trying to hit on my boyfriend. And then another staff member whispered to her that his girlfriend was in one of the other rooms.
Oh.
How awkward.
Imagine that. What do? Do you get up and take her on or do you just let it be?
Well, you find out if he's going to cheat, surely. Surely. It's a test.
13, 12, 16. What happened to your treatment? Hayley is in Shepparton. What happened to you?
Well, I am a woman, and I like to keep it tidy down there. A little manscaping for ladies. I don't know what you would call it.
Maybe womanscaping. I'd start with
womanscaping. So I was in an intimate situation with my waxer, and as she ripped, a little bit of wee came out.
No way. I'm so glad I'm not a girl. How did she react?
She was really, really lovely about it. I have a feeling that she's seen this kind of stuff before, but I haven't been back. I haven't been back to the same waxer. I've not recovered.
That's one of the best things I've heard. Has it happened to you again?
No, never again. Never again. Got to work out those muscles and really keep it in there.
What is it called? What is it when you're...
Kegels?
Kegels, yeah. After you have a baby, they recommend women to do kegels.
Really? I've never heard of this.
Because, yeah, well, you're obviously a little looser after you've had a baby, so you don't want to wee anywhere. And, I mean, obviously you weren't doing that, Hayley.
My mind has been opened up to a whole new world out there. Hayley, thank you so much for your call this morning.
No worries.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, yesterday I went for a walk in Baruga. I like to go for little walks through the bush. You know me, I'm a bit of a naturist like that.
You love it. Anywhere there's water, you can find Josiah there.
I ended up going through the national park to Scotts Beach there. The locals know exactly where I'm talking about. And I put up an Instagram story of the beach, Scotts Beach there. It was looking beautiful. So I thought, why not share this with the people that follow me on my Instagram?
Did look luscious. And yesterday we were treated to a gorgeous day as well. Perfect day to hit the beach.
Which was great for me because I was walking along the beach. And I put up this unassuming Instagram story thinking nothing of it, like just a beautiful looking beach. And that's when my reputation kind of failed me a little bit here. And this is what I want to bring up this morning, is last week on the show, I spoke about how I love to skinny dip. At this time, we took calls on whether there should be nude beaches in the Goulburn Valley.
You like to wear no shoes, no clothes, and you love to swim with the water touching every part of your body.
It's a great feeling for those that have done it before. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Those who haven't, you'll be judging me. However, don't judge till you try, because it is a fantastic feeling. And I love being nude. It's pretty obvious. I don't like wearing a shirt. I just like being free.
Yeah. You're comfortable in your own skin, and there is nothing wrong with that.
Now, every time I go usually to the Murray River or down the Goulburn River to a few little secret beaches I like to go to. I do love to go to Cobram Baruga, some great beaches around there. I like to get the gear off and go for a skinny dip, which I mentioned last week on the show. My friends Chad and Liam were in town. The three of us ended up getting our kits off and going for a swim. Nothing else happened. I will put that out there.
That we know of.
Yeah, we were in the middle of nowhere. No one would know. However, yesterday, it was very innocent. Very innocent, just a walk. And it was a bit cold for me, so I decided to get the jumper on for once.
Wow. That's huge for you, because even when you get to work, you're wearing a T-shirt.
What I got a bit upset from was when my Instagram DMs lit up, not from girls for once, but from dudes. Jack, shout out to him. He's a listener of the show. This is another skinny dip session, bro. No, Jack, it wasn't. Peter. Bit cold to be nude, mate. And a few other messages as well. Guys, I'm not always nude.
You are. You are. If you could be nude 24/7 without getting arrested, you would be nude.
Yeah, you're right. Is it really? Is it a bad reputation to have? Because I say that, and everyone's messaging me. I had a laugh with the boys on Instagram when I replied to them, but I don't see it as should I be more worried about my rep than I am? Like, is it a bad rep to have?
I think because you're in radio, it's not a bad rep. But if you wanted to become a nanny, definitely a bad rep to have. Yeah,
I don't think I'd be nude if I was a nanny, though.
That's what I mean. It's a bad rep to have.
I also pick my place as I go nude. Like, I choose the bush in the national park in the middle of nowhere with people around. I'm not walking to Coles nude. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So that's why it suits your reputation now. But if you were to change career, you're going to have to reassess.
Like I said, if they let me, I would.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're about to kick off another Herb's version of the Iron Chef.
That is correct. First time cooking with an iron last week. No one knew how it was supposed to go. On the menu was apple crumble. Quite a hard dish to start with. So I give myself some cred for actually jumping in the deep end early.
And I'm not lying, Goulburn Valley, it tasted like any apple crumble that you'd pay for at any restaurant or cafe, all cooked on an iron right here in the studio during the show. Now, if you missed the moment when I first tasted it, have a listen. Here we go.
It's going in. Oh, I hate that noise, but anywho. Put aside the noise. You've had a bit of apple and the crumble with the cream. Talk to me. How is an iron baking apple crumble gone?
Herbs, you've nailed it!
Yes! Woo!
Like I said, absolutely nailed it.
Unbelievable. Now, I tell you what, those noises you make when eating, though.
Yeah, but you've got that disease. What is it?
You did sound bad then. That was a bad one.
Yeah, because I did it to annoy you, obviously. Herbie, if there's a psychologist listening, what's the disease called? Someone
else. Of something. I can't handle the way
if Herbie hears
eat.
Someone eating out loud, she literally goes into compulsions. It's so funny. So I do it on purpose now. But today we thought we'd take it a step further, because we got a lot of messages on Instagram, the HitGV account, going, that's amazing, Herbs.
We did indeed. And you suggested that this week I attempt bacon and eggs. And we also received a message from a listener at a HitGV on Insta to say bacon and eggs.
I think it was Michael. Shout out to Michael. He's a great listener of the show.
So I can confirm bacon and eggs is happening today.
Yes, I'm so excited because I'm so hungry. However, one thing heating up some apple crumble, there's another thing frying an egg and bacon.
Although I did make the crumble from scratch, so it wasn't like I just heated it up. I made it to cook. So I'm thinking the bacon I can do. The egg, I don't know if it will get hot enough. That's what I'm worried about. Can you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
That's the butter on the tray.
Be quiet for a sec. Oh, it sounds great. Can I just throw a quick suggestion out there? And I know I'm no iron chef. I don't do the cooking. We've established that many times on this show before because I'm just a terrible cook. I am working on it, though.
Yeah.
Do you reckon by adding water into the iron might make it hotter and it might help it cook better?
Maybe. I mean, it's on cotton. today. Last week I cooked with silk.
Oh, I reckon you should put water in the irons.
Well, there's some water in there.
Oh, there is. Yeah. Good.
Most irons have them in there. He can't cook. He doesn't iron.
Yeah, I don't do a lot.
Man of many talents, this guy.
Well, Herbs, you've got till 9 o'clock to cook bacon and eggs. In fact, I'd rather you do it earlier because I'm hungry now. I don't want to wait that long.
Bacon's going on. Will it work?
Can we cook bacon and eggs with an iron? Stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
A girl named Georgia Whip. She resides in central Queensland in Longreach with her husband Toby, and they've got two cats. Now, unfortunately, the other day they were trying to round up their cats because, you know, they're not just like dogs where they're normally by your side. They roam around a bit. And they noticed one cat. They noticed Smelly, but they couldn't find their other cat.
Is that its name?
Smelly is the cat that they found, but they lost one. So they're running around the house trying to find their other cat. And then they've gone, oh, gosh, we've lost our cat. Now, their other cat's name is Peepus. So poor Peepus has gone missing.
Love to know how they got these names.
Oh, yeah, Smelly and Peepus. And so they start to panic and they put the call out on social media going, Peepus is missing. Can someone help us find Peepus, please? And eventually they had a thought and they've gone, hang on a second, our neighbours moved on the weekend. So potentially when that moving truck came, did old Peepus hop in the moving truck? And that's exactly what Peepus did.
Peepus hopped in the neighbour's truck.
Neighbour's moving truck.
So where was Peepus?
Peepus has taken just a little bit of a trip. It's gone to travel to Brisbane.
Which is a fair way from Longreach.
It is a fair way, and it was 1,200,000 kilometres.
Wow, good effort, Peepus.
So Peepus is not anywhere near home, but after they did contact their former neighbours, they said, hey, can you check the moving van? And they said, well, we actually put our moving van at, like, a factory, like where they hold all the vans. And then they noticed that Peepus had escaped the van and was now roaming around the factory, causing a lot of havoc.
Silly Peepus. You'll like this story, Herbs. My cousins had a cat that they took in that didn't have a name as well.
Was it Peepus? Well,
it was very similar. It was a dumb cat, so they called it Dumpus.
Dumpus.
Do you reckon they're related, Peepus and Dumpus?
Peepus and Dumpus. I don't know. But do you know what? The best thing about this story is their names. If you're getting a cat this weekend, call it something puss.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A girl that used to work on this show, producer Brooke. Many people listening would be familiar with her voice. She used to help out on the show last year and she was on air after us as well. She's gone on to do another job. The dog. No, no, she's still in radio. She's just in a different field. She's a great girl. Her and I are really good friends. I received a message off her late last night going, you're not going to believe what I've done this weekend for my now boyfriend and I. And so I thought that's too good not to share. So I thought I'd get her on the show this morning to share her story with the Goulburn Valley. Brooke, thanks for coming on. Tell everyone what you did.
Well, I'm going to a hotel for my boyfriend's birthday tomorrow. And when I was booking it, I thought, oh, it'd be funny to see if we could get any maybe like freebies with it. So I messaged them and pretended that he was going to propose to me. And they've sent us the most ridiculous response saying, oh, what drinks does she like? What flowers? And they're actually going to be doing like a full heart out thing for us as well. We feel kind of guilty, but also now we've kind of got to go with it.
Nah, good job. Brooke, the system.
Tell everyone how extreme lengths you're going to cover this one up. What are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to go buy a ring today.
You bet. I can't wait to see what they actually do come through with. What if you get like a free upgrade to the penthouse or something, Brooke?
Well, maybe, because not many people are probably staying in hotels right now. So I'm kind of hoping on it.
Which is true. I'm just a little concerned. How does your partner feel about this? Is he worried that maybe you're really giving him a big message to actually propose?
Oh, no, he thinks it's hilarious, so he's pretty happy about it.
I know, if I was him, I'd be pretty nervous.
I'll have to send you photos.
Please do, Brooke. Really appreciate your call. I want to open up the phone lines now, Herbie. 13, 12, 16. How did you get an upgrade? Did you go the extreme length of what Brooke did, or have you tried something else?
I've always wanted an upgrade, but I've never got one. I feel like you're a guy who knows this stuff.
Yeah, I've got one a few times flying. What I do is, you can't, it always, everyone listening, just ask.
I've did that when I went to London at the start of this year.
Good. At least you asked. All they can say is no. If they say no, who cares? I go up to the desk and go, hey, look, I feel uncomfortable telling you this. I'm not the best flyer. Like, I'm a really bad flyer. So if there is anything available up the front of the plane, just let me know. I've been upgraded to business a couple of times.
Stop. So, that annoys me.
Oh, I get.
It's not your fault.
What do you call it? Emergency seating with the extra leg room.
Extra leg room.
That's, I've had that a few times. Business twice. I've had that three or four times just by saying I'm a panic
flyer.
But
any hotel upgrades?
Never tried a hotel, no. No.
That's the next step, I'd say.
I'll tell Brooke, no, I'm planning on proposing. They look at me, they go, who to? You're staying by yourself, Josiah. It's a great point. That's why I'm not asking for an upgrade again.
Get involved, guys. 13, 12, 16.
Kylie's in your Mercury this morning. Did you get an upgrade?
Well, I booked a room, and it's a single room. And when I got there, I've never stayed at this hotel before, they upgraded me to a queen size.
Stop.
Wow.
So you didn't do anything?
Nope. I just walked in. I was a little bit early, that was all, and they just upgraded me like that.
Being prompt always helps for all those people who are always late to everything.
You didn't flirt anything like that, Kylie? Flutter the eyelids?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
That's where I'm going wrong, because I usually flutter the eyelids. Nothing happens.
Looks like you're just winking crazily.
So instead of turning up 10 minutes late, turn up 10 minutes early.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It may work for you. You never know.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We've just had a message from someone on the HitGV Instagram page saying, hey, I'm not texting, messaging in about the what you're talking about
upgrades
on the radio. I do want to mention a weird noise that Herbie made on the radio just before. And so I've gone through when we spoke to producer Brooke, and I think this is what they're referring to.
Nah. Nah.
What are you trying to say there?
Nah. I think that's me saying, nah, nah.
He's such a bogan.
So rough. Nah. Around the edges.
I love that the Goulburn Valley heard that and got involved.
Nah.
Nah. Thank you to everyone that got involved for the topic and also for not for it. If you hear anything, hit GV on Instagram, get involved. But right now, in fact, we're in the middle of the Iron Chef.
Yes.
The bogan herself.
Nah.
Is cooking bacon and egg rolls on an iron this morning.
Doesn't get more bogan that, does it? So, look, I did mention earlier the bacon's done. And the thing I'm worried about is the eggs. They are cooking. I'm yet to lift the lid off it to see if it's ready. But I will have bacon and eggs hopefully for you in 20 minutes.
You reckon it's going to work?
No.
It's 8:21 right now. At 8:40 this morning, mm-hmm. I'm hoping, mm-hmm. I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't have high expectations for bacon and egg roll to be in my stomach. Herbie, is there any chance that it will happen?
Nah. Nah.
Oh, come on, Herbs. Have a bit more positivity.
Nah.
Stop being so negative, Herbs.
Nah.
What's wrong with you, bogan?
Nah.
Can you say anything else?
Nah.
Yeah, didn't think so.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Two-in-one things. I'm on either their side or they're not. So like a two-in-one shampoo, conditioner, I hate them. I think they are pointless. Nothing really angers me more in the world when I get to, say, a motel, hotel, wherever I'm staying, go to wash my hair, and there's a two-in-one.
Are they any good?
No. Nah. And if anyone tries to tell me they are, they're not. I like, you know, the shampoo cleans it, and then the conditioner makes hair silky smooth.
Yeah, but they're, like, cutting out half the time. Not bad.
No. It cuts out. See, that's the argument, but it's just not for me. But then if you think of restaurants that are two-in-ones, you know how you see sometimes there's maybe a charcoal chicken and Indian? The ones that really throw curveballs at you. I'm a fan of them because sometimes I can't make up my mind. Yes, I want a butter chicken and a dim sim.
What about when you and I went up to get charcoal chips the other day and they were doing chicken?
They were doing succulents.
And plants.
Succulents. Well, I was like, can I get a quarter chicken and chips and a nice succulent, which was lovely. And I'm not opposed to that. I think that's great because you never know when you're thinking you might need a plant. Maybe it is when you're buying yourself a chook. So for those two-in-ones, I'm a fan of. But for two-in-one shampoo and conditioner, no. And for this person who is utilizing their career as a two-in-one, definitely not a fan of, for one particular reason. They've botched a woman's boob job. So a lady over in the States, she is an up-and-coming model, and back in the day she thought, do you know what, I want to get a boob job, which is fine. Each to their own, couldn't care less if you want to get a boob job, boob reduction, whatever. Anyway, she decided to find a good doctor. Her friend suggested one. She got the procedure done, and then afterwards she's gone, something doesn't look too right. She went back to the cosmetic surgeon, who then and there she realised isn't a cosmetic surgeon, but is in fact not really a doctor, but is a dentist.
What, performing boob jobs?
A dentist performing boob jobs on
the side.
How
does he know?
Who knows? I mean, you work with teeth, you work with tits. Is that the thing?
Is that his bio? Tea the tits? What a legend, though. If he's smart enough to be able to do both, good on him. Take double your money.
No, I just don't think so.
Would you want both done at the same time? So if you
I would not.
Why not? Get your boobs done. You wake up with white teeth. Brilliant.
Yeah, but look, her boobs have not worked out. They're wrong. Everything's facing the wrong way.
I mean, if he did it right, then you wouldn't be complaining.
No.
However, if you woke up with teeth in your boobs, that's another story. You'd be pretty annoyed, wouldn't you?
Replace a female's nipples.
What? Teeth. I didn't pay for teeth down there.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie the Iron Chef.
That is correct. Last week we kicked this off and I managed to make apple crumble using an iron. You taste tested it. It went perfectly. It couldn't have gone better. Even made the crumble from scratch and it cooked using an iron.
Yeah, I'll back you in there. It tasted as good as anything you get from a cafe. This is all after a girl in quarantine did it from her hotel.
Exactly.
In Melbourne. We thought we'd try it work. So I set you the challenge last week. Imagine if you could do bacon and eggs.
I know, how good, especially for breakfast time. Sort of beats apple crumble in terms of breakfast, but everyone loves dessert for breakfast. Now, how I actually do this, because people might be wondering at home, is I get sort of one of those barbecue aluminium trays. And I put that on the iron and that's it.
You plug the iron into the wall, have it upside down. It's held between two little cardboard boxes.
Put it on cotton mode today. So we've cooked in cotton mode. And do you know what? I think it's another success.
Now, Herbie, I'm about to try it and tell you whether it is a success or not.
Mm-hmm. This is scary.
I'm excited.
It looks good. If you go by just looking at it.
You've definitely done a job. Cook the man some eggs. You've done that. How good's once were warriors. The bacon's cooked.
Bacon's crispy.
I genuinely didn't think that you could cook an egg with an iron. I didn't think it would get hot enough.
Yep.
I can confirm, Goulburn Valley, on my sandwich, the egg was not only cooked, but the yolk is almost... It looks perfect.
Booyah.
Is it time for the taster?
Yeah, I need to know if it tastes. Like, unless... Lucky you're off tomorrow.
I know my bacon...
Imagine if you got sick.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, my day off. We're going to be sick. Here we go.
All right, he's jumped into that one. Ooh, big bite. You got a bit of everything with that one.
Oh, it's a big bite.
Yep, we hear it.
How good is it?
Oh. It's in a white bread roll, I should point out. Oh, I can see the yolk dripping down your... that looks good. Does it taste good, Josiah? Let us know.
Herbie, it's as good as any cafe out there.
Woo! I'm so good.
Wow, that's normal.
Jeepers.
This is normal.
Maybe I've got to open a cafe and just have irons.
There's an idea in that, isn't there?
Imagine watching it and then eating it.
I mean, a bacon and egg roll usually takes 10 minutes. It's taken you an hour and a half. But that's small details.
It's minor. People like to chat. They don't want their food straight away. They want to sit there.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lady, she's an Instagrammer. Of course she is. They're all bloggers these days. She's live streamed the birth of one of her kids overnight.
See? I understand at the moment with everything going on, a lot more things are being live streamed. I know funerals, they are, so family members can witness them who can't actually get there, people who are still getting married. But births, not much to change for me. That delivery room really shouldn't have many people in it. It should just have your partner, maybe your mum, and, I mean, maybe that chosen person.
Are people interested? Like, do you want to see this lady, a baby, come out? Because for me, I want that moment to be with my special wife or person one day that I want to spend
the
time with.
Close ones to you, loved ones.
Exactly. So that's why she's decided to share it with her 56,000 followers on Instagram. And at the end, while everyone got to see her go through the contractions, the whole process, her husband and her friends took turns at holding the phone and filming her because, let's be honest, Instagram's more important than the birth of your own kid. She confirms, though, her son's doing really, really well, and she added that sharing with all you guys was also really, really special.
It was, because how much money did you get for that one, love? I reckon you pulled in a fair bit of coin to live stream that birth, so I don't reckon it was special. I reckon it was expensive.
There's a lot of people out there that have never seen a birth, though, myself included, so I wonder, I don't have an interest in it, but I reckon there'd be a lot of people out there that would want to watch this.
See, I think, and there might be a few people across the Goulburn Valley who could recall this. It's coming back to me. On one of our school excursions when I was living in Melbourne, I'm pretty sure we went to the museum, like the big museum in Melbourne, and there's a place where they do live stream the birth.
Surely
And I remember
not.
Us kids walking past and I was like, oh gosh.
Was it a simulation or
it's
a real thing?
It's a real thing. I can't completely remember. It's a bit hazy at the moment, and only because you've just said this story is it coming up to me. but I think I saw it and it scarred me for life. So all her 56,000 people.
Well, I know you can do it with operations. There's a couple of really high-end doctors that do brain surgeries and all that sort of stuff. They live stream it, but then they also live stream it for uni lectures.
Like, isn't that for the medical world?
Yeah,
it's not just for little Billy who's trying to learn to be a doctor at six.
Imagine if you've got mum's phone, right, and your kid who's 5 years old accidentally clicks on the live story that's going on mum's Instagram because she follows this lady with 56,000 followers. All of a sudden, they're saying a baby came out of, you know, there. I don't think the kid needs that education that young.
No, I mean, you're still trying to tell them that they come from, what is it, a hawk?
Or you come from the clouds. Mum and dad used to say you were born from the universe.
A hawk. It's definitely not a hawk.
Maybe you. I don't know what happened in your family. What did your mum tell you you came from? Hey, kids, you came from elephants.
I don't know. Obviously the wrong thing, it seems.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're very excited because we're in the middle of a game of rock, paper, scissors. It's as easy as saying rock, paper, scissors. If you get it right, 13, 12, 16, we'll flick you a prize.
Very simple. And look, I'm pretty good at this game. I've won a fair few times. Lockie, he's out there. He has taken me on a few times and he has won.
Yeah, he did beat you that way. He's pretty well the only person that I think's beaten you in the GV.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, no one's called through 13, 12, 16. You obviously don't like free prizes, Golden Valley, each to their own. But guess who's just walked into the studio? He's just walked past it on his way to the toilet. The Triple M bloke on breakfast, Billy. Now, Billy, we're going to get you to verse Herbie. Whoever wins here gets the better ratings. How do you fancy your chances?
You guys got no chance.
Whoever wins this, right, between you and Herbie, has the better ratings.
Oh.
Well, that's not fair on her.
So how it works is rock, paper, scissors, then go for the sake of radio.
You've got to say it. And verbal, you've got to say
it. All right, good. Come on, Herbie, for Hit 96.9.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Yes! Oh, it's best out of three. Best out of three.
We are champions, my friend.
You cheated. You told us scissors.
Go back to your second rating show.
I think I'll have
scissors back. Thank you to everyone. Listen to the studio door. Yeah, he slammed it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.